The road to the White House usually begins with voters in Iowa, New Hampshire, and a handful of other states that winnow the field. And these days, would-be presidents are also making early stops outside the U.S., to a city that's become a major draw for potential candidates, London. Brits welcome a chance for a sneak peek at possible candidates, but as NPR's Don Gagne reports, that first encounter doesn't always go well.
It's a short hop across the Atlantic to Heathrow. You meet with British officials and business leaders, a stop at 10 Downing Street, maybe a speech. On later trips, if you're officially in the race, you can raise a lot of campaign cash from a huge community of American expats living in Great Britain. It seems easy enough, says Republican political strategist Dennis Lennox.
You should be able to hit it out of the ballpark in London.
And you can talk about the special relationship between the U.S. and Britain, he says.
But you still have to at least be prepared for the sorts of gotcha questions that the British press are famous for.
Which brings us to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who was in London this week on a trade mission for his state. Now, Walker is not yet a candidate. No one is, officially anyway, but he was treated like one. This is from an appearance at a British think tank, where the moderator, BBC journalist Justin Webb, ended by asking him about evolution.
Are you comfortable with the idea of evolution? Do you believe in it? Do you accept it?
For me, I'm going to punt on that one as well.
No.
That does you
really?
That's a question a politician shouldn't be involved in one way or the other. Right? So I'm going to.
Walker's punt got a lot of attention, and not the kind he was looking for back in the U.S. and even in London. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie had a similar experience when he was in London last week and said parents need to have a choice when it comes to having their children vaccinated against the measles. He later clarified his remarks, stressing the need for vaccinations, but it was already the story of the trip. Of course, the benchmark for a bumpy campaign trip to London was set by Mitt Romney during 2012. He was there for the Summer Olympics and suggested the city might not be ready for the event.
You know, it's hard to know just how well it will turn out. There are a few things that were disconcerting, the stories about the private security firm not having enough people.
That was from an interview on NBC News that prompted a mocking reaction from London Mayor Boris Johnson at a massive downtown London rally.
I hear there's a guy called Mitt Romney who wants to know whether we're ready. He wants to know whether we're ready. Are we ready?
This morning, that same London mayor happened to be in Washington, D.C., promoting his city's trade opportunities. He downplayed the recent awkward moments for Governors Walker and Christie, saying every politician does that from time to time.
I would presume to give advice to anybody about how to avoid gaffes, since I've made so many myself. I think it would be really ridiculous.
But he's less forgiving when he perceives a slight against his city. Romney learned that. So did Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, who was in London last month and describes so-called no-go zones there, supposedly controlled by Islamic extremists. Mayor Johnson reacted to those comments this morning.
I think it is important just to clarify that and in a gentle way to offer some education to Governor Jindal and anybody else who thinks that there are no-go zones in London or other parts of Britain. You know, come and see it and we'll be happy to show you.
Boris Johnson then smiles and extends a London invite to all Americans, including those arriving on campaign planes. Don Gagne, NPR News.